This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. You wake up in the morning. It's Tuesday morning. You wake up in a cold sweat. It's 12 midnight. I woke up way too early because I went to sleep at 5 o'clock because I got day drunk. So,
Carl, I'm waking up. Are you coming back to bed?
Sorry, Casey Musgraves. Not right now.
Come back to bed, Carl.
What'd you say, JoJo? I don't know.
JoJo Siwa?
No.
Yeah, it's me, JoJo Siwa.
From Casey and JoJo?
No.
Come back to bed, Carl.
I'll be back in a second. I got to check something. You left your phone in the other room so those two wives of yours wouldn't go into it. Because you're trifling. You a piece of shit.
What goes on in that phone of yours, Carl?
Nothing. Carl, shut up. Go to sleep.
Sister wife, what do you think he has going on that phone?
He told us to go to sleep.
Oh, yes, of course.
You check your phone. You add up all the points. You go to your fantasy app. You add up all the points. It's official. There's nothing you can do. Not only did you not make the playoffs, but you also came in last in your league. And the league has a punishment. The punishment
is... All right,
is,
dudes. What's the punishment for this year?
We got to come up with something fucking epic, bro.
It's got to be funny and epic. Did anyone say epic already?
I said it just a few seconds ago.
Oh, okay. Good.
Now, what people don't know is that you're in this league with a bunch of freaks who love talking about sticking carrots in assholes.
All right. Last year, we stuck carrots in our assholes. Now, I thought that was great, and I think we should maybe reconsider doing that again. But this time, you have to videotape it.
We totally own Jared for finishing in last place by sticking carrots in all of our assholes. We got him good.
Yeah, he was the only one that didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
But he had FOMO. He had FOMO.
Yeah, last place punishment was FOMO.
You don't want that FOMO this year. You want to do whatever the punishment is, because you don't want to be embarrassed. But it's true. It's happened. It's happening to you this year. You came in last place in your punishment league because it's last day of the season day.
Last day of the season day.
The last day of the season day.
Ooh, that's got a nice ring to it. Rolls right off the tongue.
Rolls right off the tongue. Last day
Two
of the season
Two of the words
day.
Are the same.
It's like music.
Last day Ooh. Of the season day today.
It's like jazz.
Last now, day of the season day.
Excuse now, me, as it is last day of the season day, it is also, we just had our first round of the playoffs. Greg, are you a little worried because you had the bye this week, but good thing you did because of all the playoff teams, you had the fewest points this week.
Well, I mean, I didn't really set my lineup.
I was just looking at it. You were...
And I'm not alone in the fact that I didn't set my lineup.
Oh, that's right. Might have to make a phone call.
We might, but Asan defeated Jacob. Jacob was a wonderful Cinderella story, but ultimately the clock struck midnight and he turned back into a pumpkin. Pretty tough day from Bijan Robinson, 0.4 points. That hurts.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, we had a lot of crazy fantasy no-shows this week. Tyreek Hill being scratched right before kickoff, like minutes before kickoff.
So Hassan, who we've already admonished once on the air for not setting his lineup, did not get Keenan Allen out of there in time. And so he took a goose egg from him and a goose egg from Matt Amendola. But he still won, thanks in large part to Christian McCaffrey.
Hassan so thinking, got away with not just an O, a red O. He got away with a red N-A.
Yeah.
Which you don't see too often.
Insane.
So I was going to say let's call him, except now I play him in the semifinals. So I don't know if I want to like alert him to the fact that he's doing this.
Unfortunately, it's only fair. It's only fair.
I know, it is fair. But I have to beat him. We can't, because here's the other thing I noticed. Okay, the six playoff teams made the following amount of moves in the season. 25, 25, 23, 21, 29. Now, those five teams represent the five most moves in the league. The next six teams with most moves are the teams that missed the playoffs. And then the last team with the fewest moves in the league is Hassan with two on the season. And he's a three seed. So he's made two moves all season. Both of my leagues that I made the playoffs, I had a bye. I'm in the semis in both leagues. And in both leagues, I'm running into the team that has Christian McCaffrey. So if he goes off next week, my whole season is shot. And he's been going off every week. Probably the MVP in fantasy and real life at this point. It's ugly.
You have got to beat him. You cannot let him win this league with that bullshit.
I know.
Because
we can't. We can't.
Yeah, we got to decide. Because the winner of the league obviously gets to come back next year, right, to defend their title. But not everyone's guaranteed a spot next year. Is that correct? We'll revisit? Yeah. We'll revisit come August?
I think so. I think so. I think listener Steven has outperformed all the listeners that got in. He defeated Sean Clements in a battle of 7-7 playoff teams. It was close, 132 to 126. And that Steven did that without Tyreek Hill, and he benched Tua for Jake Browning, and Tua was outscored by 7 points by Jake Browning. So if he had stuck with Tua, I mean, that is a ballsy move that paid off. That is huge.
That's some next-level fantasy player right
there. Game. I know. He got a big game from Ty Chandler and another one from Devin Singletary. I mean, he had the Vegas defense, which we'll talk more about that game, I'm sure, of Vegas and L.A. Chargers. But basically, he cobbled together almost 100 points from Singletary, Ty Chandler, Jake Browning, and Las Vegas. I mean, you got to tip your cap to him. That's incredible. This is a guy who kind of coasted on the Tua and Tyreek thing all year, and then as it ripped away from him in the playoffs, and just next man up. It's too bad we already did next man up day.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Because
that's crazy. Sean, I wonder if Clements has got to be fucking furious.
Yeah.
What could you do?
Meanwhile, Clements gets a total of 8 points from Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, his Jets players, who seem like such good ideas at the beginning of the year.
Oh my God, never again.
Oof. I was in a league where a guy took Garrett Wilson fifth overall. You're in this league too, Ryan, in the Sharks.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about it.
Did you notice that he took Garrett Wilson fifth overall and he still made the playoffs? Now, he lost, but to me, that's just pretty impressive to have gotten that far considering a pick that was already risky and then became terrible after the Rodgers industry.
That's a big swing. The Sharks League is now... I made the playoffs in that league, and I was just eliminated. And right before the trade deadline, I made a huge trade to get myself some ringers that would hopefully carry me to a championship. Now, those ringers, I traded a 2024 eighth round and a 2024 11th round pick for Chris Olave.
Not that big of a...
Hold the phone there. Chris Olave and the Eagles defense, currently much maligned Eagles defense and pretty maligned at the time defense. to Greg here. And
Go ahead.
Chris Olave, I think, had strep throat or something and could not play this past weekend.
He had mono, the kissing killer.
The kissing killer mono. And
I wonder who was kissing him.
Ooh, Greg, interesting. Greg, you weren't even in the playoffs. What?
I'll do anything to win a trade.
You had already won.
It's easy to get. I went to Bourbon Street with a full rack of beads, and I got what I wanted.
You kissed everybody on Bourbon Street, and then you went to the Saints practice facility and kissed Chris Olave.
Yeah. Well, first I had to get the beads by showing my breasts. That's why I've been sort of bulking this year. And second, then I exchanged the beads to get into the Saints facility, and then I kissed Chris Olave. I kissed Kiss Olave. I stand by that.
Kiss Olave. Yeah,
beads, a very valuable currency at the Saints practice facility. You get it. You can do anything with enough beads.
Oh my gosh! Wait, so who's this Sharks League? This is a league with a bunch of our mutual friends, correct?
Yeah, Wayland is still in the playoffs over there. Wayland McQueen, Xander Frost is in the playoffs. And I don't know if you would know, you've played golf with Josh and Kratz, friends of the show. They're in there, but neither of them were good this year either. That might be everyone you know, but...
Wayland,
a
platinum level or diamond level fantasy player on the...
Dude,
I just
so
looked
good.
At it the other day. I don't understand what you got to do.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
He hasn't fared well in the basketball league that I'm in with him, but I swear I don't think I've ever seen – I've been in multiple football leagues with him. I don't think I've ever seen him miss the playoffs. We should have him on for advice.
Yeah, let's get him on. Speaking of that basketball league, is that the one that we're in – that I'm in as well? I am struggling in that league, and my team is fucking good. Again. I don't understand. Greg, now I know in fantasy basketball, I mean, this is technically a fantasy sports podcast, even though it's called foosball, so we can pivot a little bit.
We can talk about it.
I
want to
talk about this
talk
a little bit.
It.
So I'm currently sitting in ninth place in that league, and let me just tell you my team, Ryan, because this team is good. I got Scoot Henderson, JK. That's not my main player. I got Luka in that league. I got Paul George. I got who else is good on here? Jason Tatum. That should be enough right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out what I'm missing. And I know you got to look at the stats and see what you're low in. But
I'd have
Greg,
to look at it.
Greg's frozen.
Am I frozen?
Good picture of him.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you frozen too, Ryan?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Was I frozen on a good picture and I ruined it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
New headshot.
That was your headshot right there.
Yeah. Damn. And you got Shangoon. You got... Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, in these shallow 10-team leagues, everyone's team seems good because everyone's team has... Like, it's hard. You've got to be really stacked in a 10-team league because there's pretty much good players available all the time. But that's just my... I'll look deeper. I'll tell you next week what your problem is.
What I got to do on this Yahoo thing is look at the stats, right? Look at the...
The ranks, you know.
Is it so points or
where's that at?
It is categories like ours, Ryan, but instead of being 1-0 after 1 week, you're like 5-4. Like you get a decision for every category. So it's a little bit different in that way. I find myself at the end of the weeks in a winner take all week, like the one Ryan and I are in, I'm like, I will drop anyone. I need to get this W. In this one, I'll be like, if I go 4-5, it's not the end of the fucking world. And I like make way less moves in it, I've found, has been the big difference for me. But
I'm still grappling with fantasy hoops. I'm usually kind of flying by the seat of my pants, but how do you track the stats, like the rankings?
When you're on your team page, you click rank. So I'm looking at Call right now, and it says, for instance, Luka Doncic is ranked 6th on the season overall and 6th on a per-game basis.
You can
Jason
do that
Tatum,
by,
20.
By, like, statistical category?
That's by the algorithm that they've made up that takes all 9 categories into consideration. Now, that could be skewed because, like, maybe – Honestly, I usually tell people in basketball, always punt turnovers because the best players handle the ball the most. They turn the ball over the most. Fuck that. Win the other categories. So, like, guys who, like, never turn the ball over but don't do much else will sometimes be ranked. Like, Matisse Thybulle is ranked, like, 105 on the year. And it's like, well, because he gets steals and he doesn't turn it over. But, like, is he actually 105? It's hard to say.
So you're looking on the computer. You're not looking on your phone because you. I guess you can't do this on your phone.
You can look at a lot more stuff on the computer for sure.
All right. I got to load it up then. I got to load up the Yahoo app. I got to check them emails from high school.
An app. You don't need an app. You just got to log in on the website.
I just got to remember the password.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's talk a little football, though. Let's start with Thursday night. I went to a ELAC East LA Huskies basketball game because I love Last Chance U. And I was there, and it was a crazy ending. To talk basketball real quick one more time, ELAC hit a buzzer beat, had 1.5 seconds to inbound and get a three off to force overtime, and they drilled it. And then the ref was just like, guy's foot was on the line, it's a two, game over, and there was no review. It was a really anticlimactic ending.
That's a bummer.
Who'd they play against?
They were playing Fullerton Community College.
Fullerton Community College, yeah. Fun fact about ELAC, you'll enjoy this. Before they blew up, I worked out with that team one summer. It was the summer after I left New Mexico. After I left the D2 school that I played at, I was I was still 19. And so I was like, well, let me just go to JUCO and just kind of like develop some skills. And hopefully I'll be able to at least like go to like a mid-major or back to like a good D2. And I was working out with that team, playing all summer. And to make money, I started doing background. And I started doing stunt work background. Which not real stunt work, but like playing sports on shit. Yeah. And this is when I was in Moneyball, and this is when I was in like a bunch of commercials playing basketball. I did a basketball commercial with Chris Paul. I did a football commercial with Adrian Peterson. Remember that black and white Nike Pro Combat commercial? I was in that.
Shit.
With Julia's husband, actually, our friend of the show, Justin Howe. Yeah, he was in that too. Just as background guys, and that made me ineligible. Because I had I was no longer an amateur, so that is when my college sports dream died was because I started acting, which is fine because
it eventually worked out,
but that is what kind of pushed me into like, well, I guess I'm just gonna start making money. I'm not going back to college because I'm not just gonna go to a college just to hang out. Like I wasn't a big school guy, and if I couldn't play, I wouldn't be there.
When you see Shedeur Sanders in a commercial in the middle of a game in which he's playing, does it rub you raw a little? I mean, I know you're happy they can do it, but does it feel a little bit like I was born too early?
Me and Shedeur were basically the same athlete. No, I'm just playing. I really didn't care at that point, but it was just, it's a fun story to tell. But yeah. ELAC was the last school, and I'll tell you why I chose ELAC. Because I was like, I can't go to a JUCO that's outside of the city because I don't have, me or my mom don't have the money to pay for me for housing. So I got to be here. But JUCO ball in LA is pretty tough.
Yeah.
And
oh, for real. I mean, that's the show, yeah. The gist of the show, really.
But that team wasn't like that back then.
Oh, no. Was Coach Mo the coach back then?
He was not.
Mosley?
They had this, no. Yeah, okay. No, he was not. He was not the coach back then. ELAC was not a team that was competitive. I looked online to see who the worst team in LA was that I could actually travel to, I could commute to. And even though I was pretty far from where I lived, I was like, I can commute. It's just like up to 10, like in the Monterey Park. I can commute there and it wouldn't be a terrible bus ride. And I started working out with them one summer. And at the time, and this is, forgive me, listen, times have changed, guys. Times have changed. But I'm just being realistic. At that time, they just had a bunch of like Hispanic players from like East LA, like from like, like they just had, from Roosevelt, from Garfield High School. You could have just said
they didn't have many black players and let people imagine.
Yeah, but not. Nah,
yeah,
I gotta
still
be
not
straight
following.
Up
what is it you're getting at here?
At the time, times are different now. The best Latino basketball player was Lorenzo Mata Real at the time, and he was already at UCLA. But I went there and I worked out with them one summer, but I ended up not being able to play. I was not eligible because I had made money playing sports, technically.
Lame.
Well,
while I was there, I was checking the score. If you don't know, 2 weeks ago, the Las Vegas Raiders scored 0 points en route to losing 3-0. Y'all know
against
how many they scored this
fine
week?
Fine defense.
Against a fine defense. This week against the Chargers.
Was it the 2000 Ravens?
Against the Chargers, led by head coach and defensive guru Brandon Staley, the Raiders, led by quarterback Aiden O'Connell, dropped 63. Without Josh Jacobs, dropped 63. Now, a couple of those were defensive TDs, I think, but 63-21. And finally, the text that I send or receive every week of, is Brandon Staley going to be fired this week?
It finally happened.
Came true.
Finally happened.
Carl, how do you feel? You're a Chargers fan
great.
Of sorts.
I feel great. Get his ass up out of there. First of all, I like the Raiders too. But like that... interception is probably the coolest interception I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, on the like bubble screen, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like on the screen, throwing it to the flats, and he just like reaches back and grabs it and just continues on. Like that was crazy.
Yeah,
that was insane.
It was like, this is like getting food poisoned. Like Chargers had to get really sick before they could get better. They had to have something like this happen so that they could get rid of Staley. Staley is the vomit in this scenario. They got that 63 points to the Raiders is the food poisoning. But, now they can start to heal.
I'm dying to see what path they take. Like, do they go established veteran coach? Do they go some other kind of like retread? Like, who's the Cowboys defensive coordinator, the former Falcons head coach? Quinn.
Oh, Mike.
Dan Quinn.
What about Brady? Not Brady Quinn. What about Brady Quinn?
Quinn? Yeah.
What's his name? Colt McCoy. Who's their quarterback?
Kellen
coach
Moore.
Right now? Kellen Moore, not Colt McCoy.
Kellen Moore. Yeah.
Kellen Moore.
Maybe so. That would be like another first time head coach.
It's interesting because I feel like there's some conventional wisdom that's like they gotta get an offensive coach to make Justin Herbert happy. But it's quite possible that Justin Herbert's like, I'll handle the fucking offense. Get someone who cannot give 63 points up to the Raiders. Like, what the hell? Who's worth keeping besides...
Justin Herbert's not making Herbert any sort of bold statement Slater. Like that ever.
No.
He's like, true, he'd be true. Like, yeah, I mean, I could try to handle the offense.
I could kind of
all right.
Yeah, sure. Is that okay with you guys? I mean, if I just try.
The next game, Jake Browning revenge game. Speaking of amazing interceptions, did you guys see the one in the Vikings-Bengals game?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, I missed it.
Wait, now I'm suddenly blanking as to whether it was Browning that threw it or or Nick Mullins, but he was getting sacked.
Two
and he just
wildly
tried
different
to throw,
players.
He was getting sacked and tried to like just throw it backwards over his head like this and threw it right into the lap of a defensive lineman who bobbled and then caught it. You guys didn't see this? And now I feel dumb because I didn't. I don't remember which guy it was. Damn. It was pretty great. But Browning, who had been cut without being notified by the Vikings at one point, got his revenge. And the Bengals are 8-6, y'all.
And they're hot. They're hot. I've got some AFC playoff takes I'm so excited to dive into because it's crazy what's going on. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I have been messing around with the ESPN playoff machine. And
this is the, what we call the MPI. This is the Meharry Playoff Index.
I think it was MIM, the Meharry Index Model or something like that.
Last night, I guess,
I was in Santa Fe, high altitude, two old fashions, and so I was hammered. And I was
altitude,
messing around with
mess
it.
You up.
Yeah, dude. I think if there's the team that has the most pressure on them going into this week's game is the Miami Dolphins. I think there is a really real chance that they don't make the playoffs. They've got their next three games are home to the Cowboys, at Baltimore, and then at home to the Bills. And so if the Bills win out and they've got the Chargers this week and the Patriots next week, and if the Dolphins lose these next two very losable games and the AFC South teams that are kind of battling for basically seeding at this point, there's a really good chance that I would say the second best team in the AFC does not make the playoffs. In a bad year for the AFC. It's an outside shot, like, you know, but it could very well happen.
It's crazy because you look at the standings and you're like, the Dolphins could be the first round bye. But you look at the schedule, when you said the Dolphins could miss the playoffs, I was like, oh, fuck is he talking about? And then you were explaining it. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, they could definitely miss the playoffs. They could go 10-7 easily.
Yeah, this those week are three very losable games.
This week is definitely the, I think, the most agreeable matchup because they're at home. They're playing Dallas. Dallas's defense is not well suited to play the Dolphins' offense because everything they do is man-to-man, and the Dolphins run the ball really well, and the Cowboys aren't good at stopping the run. So they kind of need Micah Parsons to go crazy and for Tyreek Hill's ankle to be busted up again this weekend. I think Miami ultimately wins that game, but Dallas has stars, and it'll be a shootout. Like, I think the Cowboys' offense will be able to put some points up on the Dolphins' defense, but man, if the Dolphins lose that game, it gets a little scary for them because I don't think they're beating Baltimore. And if the Bills have won four straight at that point going into week 18, which would be for the AFC East title and it would be loser go home, you got to ride that hot hand with the Bills. So scary stuff if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, but it's okay because you don't exist.
We got a lot of, do you not feel like this year, you said the AFC has been bad this year. Do you not feel like there's been a lot of parity in the league overall this season? I feel like this has been a good season of football, especially towards this end right here.
Yeah, it's so exciting right now. I think so. Like, parity is probably the better way of putting it. I think sometimes watching these games, especially this past weekend, because I don't think the football was that great. But on the AFC, all the teams, even the heavyweights, have these like big fatal flaws that kind of make them less exciting to watch. Like, mm-hmm. The Chiefs aren't a fun team to watch right now. And the Bills' defense isn't great. And so they can be kind of a bummer. Like, it's pretty sloppy at times. Like, the 49ers are cool to watch because they're just a powerhouse. And it'd be great if there was another powerhouse to kind of go up against them. Because it just feels like every team is just running into that buzzsaw for the rest of the year. So I guess we can only just maybe hope that like somebody gets hurt for them.
It sounds crazy, but I get what you're saying.
CMC would be a great time. You know what? Not hurt. Let's let CMC get the flu for 1 week.
Yeah.
Like, here's my thing. I don't love the 49ers, but I really don't want the Cowboys to make it. Now, they fell last week, which was great. That was a great loss to the Bills. Oh, man. That was great.
If you're a Cowboys hater, that was a fun one for you.
That was a fun one, because you just knew, you just like, damn, after they beat the Eagles, like, you just knew, it's like, man, it's over, man. This team's finally gonna do it. They finally gonna make it to the Super Bowl. Yeah. But at the
Bills
same,
kind of whooped them wire to wire too.
Yeah.
It was not close. Josh Allen didn't even throw for 100 yards. They just ran him to death. Right,
7 of 15 for 94. That is a 1942 stat line right there.
I hope everybody took the less on Prize Picks.
Didn't you? You had James Cook on some teams, Carl. Were any of those teams still alive?
None of my teams are still alive. However, I did win 2 weeks in a row in the foosballs league.
Yeah, you beat me in the in our consolation bracket.
So now I'm in the I'm in the eighth versus 11 game. So if I win that game, am I going to be in eighth place?
I guess so. Yeah.
That'd be nice tonight.
If you went out, you could finish seventh. So you could get as high as seventh, Carl.
Which is not bad. That doesn't give me a great draft pick for next season. But, I mean, we're going to clean it up anyway. So
yeah, I think we'll clean it up anyway, because if we're shifting people, we'll have a draft lottery on the air next year.
Yeah. And you get to choose the size of the carrot you put in your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not because we get to, because everybody but the last person guy is doing the carrot.
You get one ping pong ball for every carrot you can fit in your ass. And this is getting the ping pong balls, not putting the carrots in, obviously. That
sucks. I got such a tight ass.
Carl, how are you feeling about the Saints right now?
You know what? Look, the tiniest, most boring hot streak. Derek Carr is a real bummer to watch throw the football. But we've got a couple good wins in there, both against bad teams. We got the Rams this week. I was going to go, but alas, improv takes precedence, because I didn't want to drop out of the show. Even though my team's coming to town. Show? I don't. Holy shit.
Oh, right. It's on Saturday.
It's on Thursday.
What? It's kind of a fun Thursday night matchup. It's got some real stakes to it.
Yeah, but the Rams have been on a tear as of late too. They've been winning games. So
yeah, they look like they're pretty much locked up for a wild card seed.
What does the Packers MIM look say? Like?
The MIM has them firmly in as the sixth seed.
Packers are kind of shitting the bed, huh?
Really fucking it up. I was so riding on hopefully nailing that NFC championship game prediction, and now it's fucking dead.
Let me ask you this, Ryan. What does the MMA say about the MMA?
The MMA. The MMA.
What does the MIM say about us? Can we jump past Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay's got the Jacksonville Jaguars this week, who have not been playing well.
Yeah, they've got the Jaguars. The Bucs are at home. That feels like a toss-up to me. So that would be a big one. You have to beat. You guys, I think, pretty much, based on the MIM, which, you know, I do over 7 million simulations in my head at once and take the most common outcomes. The Saints, their next three games. So, yeah, the Bucs, I mean, basically you have to beat the Bucs week 17. And then it's another, you guys obviously finished the last week of the season is always against a divisional opponent. So you'd have to beat the Falcons. You guys, I think, have to win out to get a playoff spot.
Yeah.
And that would mean that my preseason bet paid off. So I'm rooting for them.
And honestly, man, how do you guys, let me pose this question to y'all. Do you want your team to make the playoffs if they've been playing bad all season? Or are you just like, just keep them out of the playoffs so I don't have to suffer a playoff loss?
Great question, Carl. I've been wrestling with this as well. I guess you never want to find yourself asking that question.
Yeah.
Because once you're asking it, it's too late. Even if you – I mean, I do think the Steelers are going to have maybe the worst possible scenario. This is like a very real possibility for the Steelers this year. We go 8-9. Tomlin's streak of non-losing seasons is snapped. We miss the playoffs. Pickett is not the guy. We're going to move off of Highsmith or Watt or both. We fire Mike Tomlin, which would be a huge mistake in my opinion. We retain the Rooney son who runs the team who sucks. We retain the GM who hasn't made a good draft first round pick in 5 years. And all three of the other teams in our division make the playoffs. Like it's possible that we could miss the playoffs while the Browns and Bengals make the playoffs with fucking Jake Browning and Joe Flacco. Like what the
fuck? Yeah, that's brutal. Seeing Flacco get to the playoffs with another hated division rival is a bummer.
One last thing is that even after all that, we'll still only pick like fucking 17th. We won't even have a good draft pick after all
that.
Not
if you trade TJ Watt, which I think you should do.
Didn't you always want George Pickens in red and white?
Not anymore. you guys should definitely trade TJ Watt in the offseason.
No, for what?
I think you'd still get two firsts for him.
Yeah.
I think he's still seconds. Just young enough. Just two young firsts, enough where you could still seconds. Get two firsts.
Chiefsaholic. Oh, you got to throw in Chiefsaholic.
You get that story?
Yeah, we get that story.
He's a Steelers fan now?
He robs banks in Pittsburgh now. he robs banks wearing a Steely McBeam mask. Remember him?
Yeah.
Remember Steely McBeam? Gaston looking ass motherfucker?
Yeah. Honestly, one of the more upsetting mascots I'd never heard of before.
Nice. They got us picking a offensive tackle, but he's a big ass kid. Amarius Mims from Georgia.
Yeah. He's, according to our draft expert, James Mastriani, he says that, I guess, that dude, Amarius Mims, is super green, but like his skill set is insane. And he's like so like physically gifted. Like he's a Tyron Smith clone.
Well, I'll take that.
That's what
I'll take
that
over. Unproven quarterback, but I do want us to get a quarterback at some point.
That's when we should have Mastriani. We should have Mastriani on for a draft preview.
For a draft episode?
Yeah,
he knows that'll be
He loves to dig deep into the draft. Yeah, I think this upcoming season for your guys' two teams specifically, like you probably neither one will be in a position where you can get a first round quarterback, but it sounds like there's going to be some interesting talented guys in the second round that you could potentially trade up for, like a Penix or some of these guys are going to probably slip into the first round just through the whole process, like McCarthy and
we're going to trade up to get him.
JJ McCarthy.
Yeah,
no, I like McCarthy. I don't really see him as a successful NFL QB.
Yeah.
Well. That's your boy right there. That's your man's right there.
I mean, there hasn't been the last Michigan quarterback to do anything at the NFL level was Denard Robinson, who was a decent running back for the Jags for a couple of years. And before that, Chad Henne, who's been a very good backup his whole career. And then before that, some guy named Tom Brady.
Worst one out of all three you just named, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
Real quick, I feel like we should maybe give just a couple of like interesting teams that are still fighting for playoff spot. Just shout them out. The Colts, who keep things really, really interesting. Houston, obviously, is still in it. Tampa Bay, the Broncos, even though they got fucking destroyed by Detroit, like they're a competitive team. Really fun teams. I noticed that in some of our comments, people say, like, you never talk about our team. So just throwing out
what
that
team?
You
what
guys
team
are
do
doing
we
a good
not
job.
Talk about enough?
What team do we not talk about? This is something that we run into. You're going to run into this on every damn sports podcast you do. We get it on the Flagrant Ones. They say I think one thing people need to understand is that we are three comedians and not three sports analysts. And we ain't got to talk about your stupid ass team. If it ain't one of the ones that we root for, which are the smart-ass teams and the cool-ass teams.
Yeah, sorry, we Commanders barely, fans. No one gives a fuck.
Truly. We barely have enough time to cover all 32 NFL teams, all 12 of our fantasy leagues, yeah. our fantasy basketball leagues, college football, buying Dutch ovens
last chance
for
U basketball
for Christmas. Yeah, last chance U basketball.
Carl's sister wives.
We don't talk about the Washington team at all.
Not since they changed the name.
Oh, yeah. Callie Uchis and Casey Musgraves are the ones telling me to come back to bed.
we do. I feel like if we started talking about the Commanders, there would be like our ratings thing would be going like in a Looney Tunes, and then it would plummet so hard it would break the floor. Like, it would go through the floor and kill someone in the basement. That's how hard the ratings would fall off if we were talking about it. No offense. Honestly, I know it's great that they finally changed their name, but that was the last interesting thing about that franchise since RG3 left. Like, it's been tough sledding.
It is tough. It is tough. Who we got? So Jets and let's say AFC East, the Jets and the Patriots are eliminated. AFC North, all the teams are still in play.
Steelers are done, though. They're done.
You don't know yet.
Yeah.
You don't know. Shout out to the Steelers. We don't talk about them ever.
And we've got Titans a are done. Big Steelers fan co-hosting.
We got a Titan. I don't think we've ever talked about the Titans since Will Levis, since we did the Mayo Challenge and he let us down.
We do talk about Houston. If there's some Houston Texans fans out there. It was also, did you guys notice that game where we were watching, like, the Houston team playing against the Oilers? And those, like, those Oilers jerseys are very sick.
Yeah, but they're great.
That was kind of fucked up of them to wear those. Yeah, they wore them against,
And now they're not in the playoffs.
Oops, sorry, Tennessee.
Sorry, Tennessee. We talked about them. Who do we not talk about? We don't talk about we have talked about the Denver Broncos because they got beat. They put up, they lost by 70 points or whatever. They lost by 50 points.
Yeah.
We don't get talk about them in games where they give up fewer than 70 points.
I guess the only teams we don't talk about often are the Washington Commanders, the Carolina Panthers, and the Arizona Cardinals. Because we talk about everybody else fairly regularly.
I was going to say, and this is a team that's an interesting playoff bubble team that got a big bounce back win this week that I feel like, other than DK Metcalf's candy regimen, we don't talk about Seattle very often. How do you guys feel about
boring,
Seattle?
They're a very boring competitive team.
But
they're competitive.
Smith,
they beat the...
They almost beat the Cowboys. They should have beat the Cowboys, honestly. They, sorry, I just have to say this. Ja Morant just threw the ball off of Zion's nuts to keep to make the ball go out of bounds off of him. And I think he just did him a favor.
Yeah.
The way he's
That's
acting
my
in
fantasy
the streets.
Team going up against each other.
So
now it was Drew Locke this week doing a Geno Smith impression of his own.
Do you know Pete Carroll is 8-0 against the Eagles?
That's wild, but I guess it makes sense.
Did you guys know that Pete Carroll's 102 years old? He's the oldest
Pete
coach
Carroll
in football.
He seems like he would be rad to have as your uncle, you know? Like, he's bringing pot to Thanksgiving, you know? Like, he's...
Have I told you my Pete
Carroll
story?
No. I don't think so.
Very brief, but fun nonetheless. A moment that I'll never forget in my life. I am in eighth grade. So this is the summer. Am I going to eighth or going to ninth? So I'm not practicing football, so I'm going to eighth grade. So this is the summer of 2002. This is summer 2002. I'm just in a day camp, just like a kid's day camp at USC. I think it was like for underprivileged kids who just needed something to do during the day while their parents were at work. Because we would show up at 9 o'clock and leave at 3. It was just more school. But it was on the USC campus, and we played football all day, and we learned how to make websites on geocities.com. And I made like a Daryl
Strawberry. Oh, by the way, our podcast is brought to you by GeoCities. We couldn't get Squarespace to do an ad, so we're brought to you by GeoCities. This holiday season, if you want your friends and family and no one else to visit a website that you made about your favorite TV show, Alias, get a website on GeoCities.
I tried
your
to find
aunt
his website.
Will pronounce it Geocites, and that's okay.
You know, I thought it was Geocities forever. I just now started calling it Geocities.
Geocities sounds great.
I thought it was Geocities.
All right, so Pete Carroll showed up?
No. We're running back on the field. Those guys just went through doing like a little practice workout conditioning session. I'm running past Pete. He sticks out his hand for me to slap it and goes, my man.
Whoa.
And that's cool. Keep going. I'm like, that's Pete Carroll. That's cool. Standing next to like Ray Malaluga or somebody.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I remember Brian him standing Cushing? Next. I remember him standing next to a big Samoan dude.
Side of him, Ray.
Who was it? Was it Ray? Ray.
Well, USC does good recruiting there. It could have been a lot of guys.
Yeah, it could have been a lot of guys. How old is Ray? Ray's 36, so he wouldn't have been there just yet. He was still
Palomalu. Palomalu. It wasn't Palomalu. Bigger.
It wasn't Palomalu. It was a lineman. It was a lineman for sure.
Okay.
But he had to be on that Reggie Bush team, and we would see Reggie Bush, and we would see Carson Palmer. Like it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool little camp. But anyway. The Seahawks, 8-0 against the Eagles. Wow. I personally like the city of Seattle.
Yeah, you went up there for the All-Star game, did you not?
I did. I went up there for the All-Star game. And it was fun. It was a good time. I like city of Seattle. Shout out to the Thunderbird in Ballard. That's the bar I hang out at when I go, and everybody who's a Seattle local makes fun of me for that because they're like, that's a shitty bar. I'm a man of the people. They had a shooting there a couple weeks ago.
Where were you?
I mean, I was at home with the kids.
Will they testify to that effect? Yeah.
There's a strip club. Kids.
Oh, yeah, you were at that strip club called Home with your friends with that you call the kids.
Yeah.
The kids is what you call your two handguns, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I was at home with the kids.
I remember when you said you had to go drop your kids off at the pool, and I thought you were taking a shit, but you shot up a bunch of people at that billiards club.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I guess we don't talk about what was the fandom that he said we don't talk about their team.
I know one guy was bitching that we don't talk about the Bills enough, which, whatever.
We've talked about the Bills a ton this year because they've let us down.
Yeah. We talked about it more when they were being losers, and it's strange when we really didn't talk about how their coach loved to celebrate the 9/11 terrorists.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that enough.
Yeah, that...
We talked about it, but not enough.
Not enough. That deserved more airtime.
They did beat the Cowboys this week, so shout out to them.
Yeah, there you go.
Shout out to them for whooping on the Cowboys. We love a Cowboys L.
If I were going into fantasy playoffs with Bills on my roster, I'd be pretty hyped right now. I know Allen didn't get a chance to do a lot last week, but I feel like they're primed to they'll probably be in a shootout. What week do they play Miami, did you say? That's the last week.
Week
of the
18.
Season,
so. That's going to get that Sunday night flex.
Yeah. They're a good team.
So I have to break some news. I know we're doing a football podcast right now. We've talked about basketball quite a bit during this episode. I just got to say that Ja Morant just hit a game-winning layup in his first game back after a 25-game suspension. He just hit a game-winning layup, drove the middle. The layup went in at the buzzer. The Memphis Grizzlies win the game over the New Orleans Pelicans. Over a good defender, too, over Herbert Jones. Shout out to John Morant.
Herb's one of the best defenders in the league, man.
Yeah.
I got him in hoops.
Probably got 60 pounds and 5 inches on Ja, too.
And Ja took it to him. I like Herb. I like every player that looks like my little brother in the league. Herb and my little brother look very similar to each other. But that's a cool way to come back to the league, you know? I'm gonna go drop the kids off at Ja's house.
No. He's got kids of his own.
Yeah, he's got plenty of kids. He doesn't need any of your kids. Everyone, just keep your kids away from Ja Morant right now.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards doesn't have kids, but Ja does.
Yeah. All right.
We don't make some locks for this week?
Let's lock it up.
the locks from last week. Let's just not talk about them.
Did I go 0 for everything last week?
Did I lose every single one?
Because it was some wild games.
Look, you took the under on Chargers Raiders, and that was a rough way to start.
Yeah, that was blown immediately.
This past week didn't count. This past week was weird. And if you bet money, then just ask for it back. It shouldn't count. It was a weird week.
I think Bears and Browns just missed. Bucks and Packers. You took a lot of over-under, so I don't remember how to talk. Chiefs minus 9.5. That must have hit, right? They won by more than that.
Yeah,
they won by 10.
10, yeah.
Falcons and Panthers, you took the over on, and that was the game. It was like 9-7. So, look, it was a rough week.
Rough week, but that's okay. Every week can't be a winner, but it's bounce back time. Sunday, December 24th, the eve of Christmas. Kwanzaa Eve. Let's get these games in the books. Colts versus Falcons. The line is Atlanta minus 1. Do the Colts have anybody out right now? Is Michael Pittman playing? Is Bijan, Gardner Minshew throwing the ball? Colts are making it real interesting right now. I'm taking Colts plus 1.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I think Jonathan Taylor might be back too.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm taking Colts plus 1 in that game. That's a lock. Seahawks Titans. I'm taking a big fat Drew Lock with Seattle minus 3. Lions, Vikings.
He's got a kid.
Lions, Vikings. We got Detroit minus 3.5. The Lions have been coming back to life a little bit after they had a little bit of a skid. I'm going to go ahead and take the Lions minus 3.5.
Yep.
The Vikings ain't it right now.
Ain't shit.
Commanders, Jets. Y'all think we don't talk enough about the Commanders? I'm taking Commanders plus 3 over the Jets at minus 3.
Oh, real quick. Aaron Rodgers finally admitted that he's not going to play this year. I fucking hate this guy so much. Yeah. Shut up.
I have never seen so many white men hate a white, free-thinking, libertarian quarterback as much as y'all hate this motherfucker. I've never seen it.
He's something so annoying.
So I went to Danica Patrick's house before. I keep telling all these fucking Forrest Gump style stories, but she was hosting the ESPYs, and I was a writer on the ESPYs one year. And so we went to her house to, you know, talk jokes and strategy and stuff like that. And he wasn't there. But would have been cool. Met Danica Patrick. You better ride it like Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
I get behind it and move like the Heimlich maneuver. All right. Packers, Panthers, Green Bay minus 5. The over-under is 36.5. Green Bay's fighting for a playoff spot, or are they out?
They're still fighting. They still got a shot.
All right. Let's give Green Bay that dub at minus 5.
Yeah. What about Jaguars?
That's 5 so far. So you want to start a parlay now?
Yeah, let's do a parlay right now.
The
Carlsmas Eve parlay. We're going to go Jags, Buccaneers. I'm praying for Jags plus 1. Let's take that.
Yep.
I want the Bucs out.
Plus 1?
This one's personal.
Rashad White is actually, no. No, I'm going to change that because Rashad White is fucking balling out.
So Tampa minus 1.
Yeah, Tampa minus 1. Cardinals, Bears, the battle of the worst. Chicago minus 4.5. Let's go under 44.5 points.
Great.
Cowboys, Dolphins, over under 51.5. They got Miami minus 1 in this game. You talked about the Cowboys defense not being able to stop a team like that. Greg, let's go over 51.5 for that game. I think it's going to be a barn burner.
Yeah.
So is Tyreek going to be back?
I imagine he will, but they might just run all day anyways.
That's how you beat the Carls. That's how you beat the Cowboys, yeah. And they got the horses to do it.
The Christmas Eve parlay is Tampa -1, Bears Cardinals under 44.5, Cowboys Dolphins over 51.5. While we're on the subject, in my match against the Sun, I have to choose three of these four running backs. Jahmyr Gibbs, who I feel like is a lock. Raheem Mostert is a lock. And then Eckler, my first round pick, who's been mostly good, but is sort of losing job. I mean, last week the game script was horrible, so he had a bad week. They got demolished. The week before, he had two touchdowns. Bills. And they have the Bills. Or
also, potentially a really bad game script.
Yeah.
I mean, don't listen to me. I've been a fucking awful at fantasy this year, but I would go the two Dolphins running backs.
I kind of have to play because they might just run. And it seems crazy to bench your first round pick who you've played every week all season and suddenly bench him in the playoffs. And if he goes nuts and I lose, I'll feel so fucking stupid. But that seems like the play, right?
I think you got to.
Because they'll just run, and it's Christmas surprise that I'm gay. That's a song about a guy.
That's a good turn.
It's a guy coming out at Christmas dinner to his dad.
Dad surprise.
Yeah, so we know Carl's mom doesn't listen, but maybe if Carl's dad listens. Carl's dad, what? California.
To sing that Beach Boys, summer classic Beach Boys song on Christmas Day to come out to your dad.
And they're talking about it's you and your dad talking about the hey, if anybody listening to this is coming out to their dad, just
here's how you do it.
Yeah, here's how you do it. You talk about the Dolphins over the Cowboys, and
hey,
you go,
son,
and
what do you make of this Dolphins Cowboys game? Because of the
Cowboys defense, I think that they'll just run, and surprise it's Christmas, Dad, I'm gay.
Wait, what?
Now, Carl, what if your dad is more of a wouldn't it be nice kind of dad or a God only knows dad? How might that young man come out to his father?
Okay, I brought a friend, Ryan, playing my dad. Asked me who.
Hey! Hey, who's this? Nice to meet you. I'm Carl's dad, Mr. Tart.
Hey.
Wouldn't it be nice, Dad? We're together.
Oh,
and
my God.
We're going upstairs to bone.
Did you guys?
God only knows where I'd be without dudes. Is that anything? I don't know.
I see. Well, do you guys want to watch Cowboys Dolphins?
Because they're going to run.
Yeah, you still got to get to run.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's make another. I forgot we got three Christmas Day games. Christmas is Monday.
Yeah.
So
bonus,
we got to do.
Bonus Christmas Carlay?
Yeah, bonus Christmas Carlay. It's Christmas Lay.
Oh, yeah.
It's Christmas Lay. We got Raiders Chiefs. Raiders coming off a crazy fluke of a game, I feel like. But the line is -10. I'm gonna give the Raiders a little love. I'm gonna say they'll at least lose within 10 points.
Yeah.
LV plus 10.
I'm not saying they're gonna win, because I doubt that, but I think they'll lose within.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin my Christmas.
Giants Eagles. EGLS. What did they say? EGLES. ELGES. She said something crazy. The line is Philadelphia -12 points.
Eagles losers of three straight.
Eagles lose with three straight. They got to bounce back against the Giants.
Yeah.
Tommy DeVito's got some sauce, though. Some red sauce.
Yeah, we beat the shit out of them.
And I had been told that this game, the Eagles defense would dominate. I was sold on this idea, actually, at one point a few weeks back. So I'm playing the Eagles defense.
I put my money where my mouth is. I'm playing the Eagles defense in a semis match this week. All right.
I love it.
My money where my mouth is. We got to have, also when we have Mastriani on, we got to talk about Tommy DeVito's agent, because we need an Italian guy on the pod to let us be comfortable really talking about that guy. The most Italian guy ever.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah, I'm also comfortable. Okay. Good. I just wrote three coming out songs.
Now, what if your dad loves the Beach Boys and you have to come out as Italian?
I'm going to say Kokomo.
Well, run this Christmas day. Surprise dad, love Italy.
You get out of this house right now. I never want to see you again. I'm taking
this is a bridge too far.
Philly minus 12. Philly minus 12 on that one. And then we got a little Ravens
game
49ers.
Of the week.
Ravens 49ers.
Super Bowl preview. Huge game.
A matchup that's already happened in the Super Bowl, which is crazy. San Francisco minus 5.5, over under 46. Let's go over 46.5 points.
All right.
Playing it a little safe.
Love it.
That's the Christmas lay.
The Christmas lay. Well, great. Well, that'll do it for this episode because Chef Kevin's got to drive to LAX, which is always fun.
Damn, you got to drive to LAX tonight, Kevin? Jeez Louise. Kevin, get in here and talk to us.
Kevin, get in for a second.
And then I'm recording Sean and Hayes after.
Jeez, you got a busy night.
You'll be in a great mood.
I'll be great. I'm thriving. Bye, everybody. Night. Love you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
It would have been great if Kevin turned his camera on and was in traffic outside LA.
I'm in the plane. I'm flying the plane.
Speeding on the shoulder.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.